T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to I Am the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Could a dietary lifestyle that nourishes us physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially be the answer to stemming America's rising tide of overeating and obesity? Original research points to yes, and here to discuss with me that idea is Deborah Keston, co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating, a Breakthrough Dietary Lifestyle to Treat the Root Causes of Overeating, Overweight, and Obesity. Thank you for joining me today, Deborah.
My utter pleasure. Glad to be here.
What is Whole Person Integrative Eating?
So many people struggle with their weight, and my research and my book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, is a science-backed program that gives you the exact skills you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, and soul, literally, each time you eat, so that you can lose weight and keep it off. Anyone struggling with weight needs Whole Person Integrative Eating program, because it is scientifically sound way to halt, even reverse, overeating and being overweight.
You describe a Whole Person Integrative Eating as a dietary lifestyle. What is that?
It's the opposite of the traditional concept of the word diet, something you go on and then off. Instead, Whole Person Integrative Eating is a dietary lifestyle because it's based on the original meaning of the word diet, which during the time of Hippocrates, who's often called the father of medicine, about 2,500 years ago, it meant way of life. And over the centuries, the word diet traveled throughout Europe until it came to mean what it means today, a regimented, restricted way of eating. And Whole Person Integrative Eating, which is based on ancient food wisdom, is a dietary lifestyle because it's a pleasurable, scientifically sound way of eating that is based on lifestyle as a way of life. And it's like yoga, a lifetime practice, something you get better and better at over time.
How did you discover that this program can help those who overeat and struggle with weight issues?
Great question for me to explain it. More than 5,200 people participated in our online research on Whole Person Integrative Eating. And when I say our, I mean the co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating, behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz. And what happened is I was invited to write an article for Spirituality and Health magazine on Whole Person Integrative Eating, which I then called The Enlightened Diet. And my second book, Healing Secrets of Food, already had a 76-item questionnaire about what you eat and how you eat, eating behaviors also. And so Larry, research scientist, suggested, gee, why don't we offer people the quiz on what's your overeating style, and they can take it before they learn about Whole Person Integrative Eating and then after. And so more than 5,200 people participated in our online 6-week, 18-lesson e-course that I put together. And they filled out the what's your overeating style quiz before and after. And what we discovered from that is that, one, there are 7 overeating styles that are all the new normal way of eating that lead to overeating, overweight, and obesity. And the more these thousands of participants replace their overeating styles, their new normal overeating styles, with the elements of whole person integrative eating, the less they overate and the more weight they lost as a natural side effect, not as a regimented, restricted way of eating.
And what are those seven root causes of overeating?
Okay, here we go. And again, whole person integrative eating offer the elements that are the antidotes to each overeating style. So I'm sure your listeners will be able to identify all of them because they're all the new normal way of eating, how we've all been taught to eat. Number one is emotional eating, which is turning to food to manage negative feelings, usually anxiety and depression and anger. And the whole person integrative eating antidote is positive feelings, which I'll share later. The second overeating style is food fretting, which is dieting a lot, judging food as good or bad. It's an over concern and obsession for many of us about the best way to eat. And the whole person integrative eating antidote is gratitude and appreciating food, which takes you away from me, 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 what should I eat, what's best, what's good, what's bad, am I losing weight, to focusing on the utter pleasure and appreciation of food. The third overeating style is fast foodism, which is a diet of mostly fast, processed, fried, refined, high-calorie foods. And the antidote, which is how we ate for thousands of years as human beings, is to eat fresh, whole food in its natural state as often as possible. Again, as often as possible, not as a regimented, restricted way of eating. The fourth overeating style is what we call, and we were so surprised to find this as an overeating style, sensory disregard, not savoring the scent of food, its flavor, the colors, and not flavoring food with loving regard and just appreciating and enjoying it. And the antidote to that, the whole person integrative eating antidote, is to savor food and its flavors and aromas and colors and the mystery of life inherent in food. Number five, the task snacking overeating style, again, very familiar to all of us. Eating while doing other activities such as working at your computer, perhaps driving your car, perhaps watching television, and the whole person integrative eating antidote, I call it the RX. So task snacking is mindfulness eating, which comes from the ancient Buddhism concept of mindfulness, and it means eating with moment-to-moment non-judgmental awareness. Number six, unappetizing atmosphere. And this surprised Larry and me, really surprised us. It means eating in an unpleasant psychological and aesthetic environment. And by psychological, unpleasant psychological environment, that means eating perhaps if you're with a group of people and someone's arguing, or you're in a restaurant when we used to go to restaurants, to be eating in a restaurant and perhaps, a customer's arguing with the waiter or a couple next to you are fighting, that's an unpleasant psychological atmosphere. It influences digestion, ultimately your weight, and the aesthetic surroundings. Eating a muffin while you're gassing up your car and filling your tank, or driving with lots of car fumes around while you're eating a sandwich on your way to a meeting when we used to drive and go to meetings. So that's what unappetizing atmosphere means in terms of the overeating styles. And the antidote is amiable ambiance, which is to eat in pleasant psychological and aesthetic surroundings. And the seventh overeating style, which I have in the facet of social nutrition, is solo dining, which is dining alone most of the time, more often than not. We evolved in tribes and eating with groups of people, and now it's normal for the majority of us to eat by ourselves. And the antidote to that, the whole person integrative eating antidote, is to share fare, F-A-R-E, to enjoy food and dining and with others in a pleasant atmosphere. And those are the seven overeating styles.
Okay, so the first one you mentioned was emotional eating. You mentioned that it's the strongest predictor of overeating and weight gain. Tell us a little bit more about the whole person integrative eating antidote to overcoming it.
Well, let me talk a little, just clarify what it is again. It's what's familiar to all of us. If you turn to food to manage negative feelings, such as anxiety or depression, in other words, for reasons other than healthy appetite, you may be an emotional eater. And the whole person integrative eating solution is to be aware of your feelings before, during, and after eating, and to eat while being filled with positive feelings. I don't want to make this like a quick, easy tip. I want to bring listeners back to the concept of whole person integrative eating is designed to be a lifetime practice, something you get better and better at. And the book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, I give you step-by-step guidelines for how to do this, to replace negative emotions with positive emotions, and what foods to eat to help with negative emotions, but the kinds of foods that will keep your emotions balanced and positive. So, but let me give you another concept here while we're talking about this, if I may. The whole concept of whole person integrative eating is based on what I call ancient food wisdom meets modern nutritional science. And what I mean by that is I researched ancient food wisdom from world religions such as Hinduism and Buddhism and Christianity and Judaism, and also cultural traditions such as yogic nutrition, African-American soul food. And thirdly, I researched ancient food wisdom from Eastern healing systems. One, Ayurvedic medicine from India, which has been around for thousands of years. Two, traditional Chinese medicine, also around for thousands of years. And also Tibetan medicine. And I tell you all this because humankind turned to Eastern healing systems and world religions for thousands of years for guidelines on what and how to eat. Nutritional science, as we know it today, evolved only about 100 years ago. And most of us have stopped turning to ancient food wisdom, but it has a lot to tell us. And so ultimately, the whole person nutrition integrative eating model is based on a distillation of wisdom, food and eating wisdom, from world religions, cultural traditions, and Eastern healing systems. And I turn to modern nutritional science to validate each element of these antidotes, these solutions to the overeating style. So that's what's going on here in terms of ancient food wisdom. And may I give you an example with emotional eating, which I put under the umbrella of psychological nutrition. 5,000 years ago, the original first yogis were called rishis, and they used their own mind-body as laboratories to figure out the optimal way for them to eat so they could remain calm and relaxed while meditating, but also alert. Well, that's ancient food wisdom. Flash forward to modern nutritional science. The ancient rishis came up with what we would today call a lacto-vegetarian diet to stay calm as the optimal way to eating, to stay calm and relaxed. And that means fruits and veggies and whole grains such as millet and barley and buckwheat and bulgur and amaranth and quinoa, and also beans and peas and nuts and seeds with small amounts of dairy. Interestingly, in India, dairy and milk from cows is revered. And as I'm sure you and many of your listeners know, it's a huge problematic food group in the States for many of us. Most of us are told to avoid it, and many of us do. So if you flash forward now to the 1970s, from the 5,000 years ago in the ancient rishis, a researcher at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a researcher named Judith Wortman, she decided to take rats and put them in a maze and feed them a high-carb food. And if I recall correctly, I believe it was potatoes. And what she discovered, this is in our lifetime, this is brand new-ish. What she discovered is about 20 minutes after consuming a high-carb meal, the rats released a natural hormone called serotonin. And it takes about 20 minutes for this hormone to reach your brain. And serotonin calms and relaxes us. And I bring that up because most of us who have issues with emotional eating, and there are millions of us, we've learned to eat this way. We've learned to cope with negative emotions and anxiety with food. It's become very normal. We now know that when you eat donuts and cake and sugar and cookies, it calms and relaxes you because it releases serotonin and some other hormones that are also calming. And the negative side of this is, the positive side is, these high-carb, high-sugar foods work to calm and relax us, which is what we're going for. But the other side of it is, because highly processed refined sweets don't have too much in them besides calories, they don't have vitamins and minerals and fiber and antioxidants and all these nutrients that are in plant-based foods that help heal us, you get that, we've all heard this expression, you get a sugar crash very often and you feel exhausted. And what ultimately happens is because you're eating foods that are delicious and calming, but that don't have the vitamins and minerals your mind-body needs to stay balanced and healthy, it contributes ultimately to more depression and more anxiety. So there's a whole cycle. And a whole person integrative eating gives you the foods you need to get calm and relax with serotonin release without the sugar crash. Again, the goal is to be healed, but when I use the word healed, that means balancing body, mind, and soul, and I mean that literally.
And speaking of high-processed foods, fast foodism is another root cause of overeating and weight gain. What foods can we choose instead of fast food to decrease the odds of overeating?
The optimal way of eating, which is what and how we ate for thousands of years, is fresh, meaning those foods on the outside of your supermarket aisle, lots of veggies and fruits. And also in health food stores, you can find bulk grains instead of highly processed white flour grains. And when I bring up grains, whole grains, that means you've heard of wheat germ. It's kind of an archetypal health food. Well, the germ that's in grains is what allows food to grow. It's the life force in the grain, and it's where most of the vitamins and minerals are that your mind-body needs to stay balanced and healthy. So fruits and veggies and whole grains, beans and peas, some nuts and seeds, with small, limited servings of animal food, dairy, fish, meat, and poultry, or no servings. And the modern nutritional science example that I give about fresh whole foods is the Mediterranean diet. Everybody's heard to eat the Mediterranean diet that is healthful and healthy. And I bring that up as an example because many Americans kind of relate to the Mediterranean diet as dipping some bread in some olive oil and perhaps having some red wine. But the reality is, if you look at Greece, the country Greece, for example, not greasy food, if you look at the country Greece, the way most people eat in Greece is, their Mediterranean version, is to have meat two or three times a month, to have chicken a couple of times a month, maybe five, six, seven times a month. The main animal foods they have are fish, fresh fish, and also feta cheese, and which is a relatively low-fat cheese, and also the famous delicious Greek yogurt. What the staple of the way of eating is fruits, fresh fruits and veggies and whole grains and some sesame seed, beans and seeds, and small servings of animal foods. So that's the example I give. It's the opposite of the way most Americans have learned to eat, which is lots of fast processed foods and lots of animal foods and dairy, fish, meat, poultry. Look at pizza, which is a large serving of white flour for the crust, and lots of delicious cheese, and perhaps pepperoni, which is processed, and salami, which is processed meat, which is linked with heart disease and certain cancers. So if you rewind everything and go back to what and how we ate, it's mostly fresh, whole foods. And I describe it as inverse eating, which is having mostly plant-based foods with small or no servings of animal foods. And I say this because I know that it is the nutrients, the phytochemicals, antioxidants, and fiber, and also vitamins and minerals, of course, in plant-based foods that are going to help heal the mind and body.
I'm speaking today with Deborah Keston, co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating, a breakthrough dietary lifestyle to treat the root causes of overeating, overweight, and obesity. Another root cause for overeating and obesity is what you call task snacking. Can you talk a little bit more about the antidote for that?
Absolutely. Task snacking means many of us do other things when we eat, such as watching TV or working at our computer or driving, for example. And what is the integrative eating solution to task snacking, which is another overeating style? Well, it ultimately leads to less overeating and weight gain, and that is the ancient Buddhist concept of mindfulness. The Buddhist concept of mindfulness, which has spread throughout American and European cultures, everybody is very interested and aware of mindfulness nowadays. It is the antidote to task snacking and doing other things while you eat. And the Whole Person Integrative Eating Mindfulness antidote is specifically to eat when you eat. And you can do this if you bring moment-to-moment, non-judgmental awareness to every aspect of the meal. And that means from thinking about what you're going to eat, if you're cooking, being present while you're cooking. When you're eating, bring your attention to your mouth, to the food, to the colors, to the flavors, and also the cleanup afterward and how you're feeling afterward, and being conscious and mindful of food digesting and nurturing and nourishing you. Very, very opposite of what and how most of us eat nowadays. But the big but is what I write about and teach you to do step by step in Whole Person Integrative Eating is, one, how to bring moment-to-moment non-judgmental awareness to the meal, while you're eating, before, during, and after, but also how this affects the way in which food is metabolized and ultimately leads to weight loss. And if I may give you an example, again, mindfulness is a form of meditation, mindfulness meditation in Buddhism. And there are many different kinds of meditation. And one example of mindfulness eating and meditative eating is, again, ancient food wisdom, modern nutritional science, is a researcher named Donald Morse asked some female students to do 5 minutes of meditation before eating a high-carbohydrate meal. And he also had the same female students do mental arithmetic, be in their head working at something while before eating a high-carbohydrate meal. And what he discovered is before eating, meditation led to 22% more of an increase in an enzyme in your saliva called D-alpha amylase. And D-alpha amylase helps you metabolize and break down carbohydrate foods. So that's one example. Another example, research by Dean Ornish, who showed you can actually halt and reverse heart disease with lifestyle alone without drugs, surgery, or surgery, showed that those who did on his program, his reversal, heart disease reversal program, those who meditated the most in the program, like 1 to 2 hours a day, lost the most weight, again, as not a diet, but as a natural side effect of meditation being a natural part of their lives.
So how can your book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, help people discover their own overeating styles and the Whole Person Integrative Eating solutions that can help them lose weight and keep it off?
A good question. Number one, the quiz that our research participants took is in Whole Person Integrative Eating. Take the quiz. Discover your overeating styles and discover your trouble spots. That is number one. Number two, I suggest then decide which overeating style you want to focus on first, because most of us have more than one. And read the Whole Person Integrative Eating Antidote chapter about step-by-step solutions to overcoming the particular trouble spots that you personally have, because that's what the book is designed to do. And I want to bring up something a little different to really get the benefit from Whole Person Integrative Eating. I suggest that readers read the chapter, Are You Really Ready to Lose Weight? And that chapter is about what is called the five stages of change. Most of us, when we decide, oh, I have to do something about this, wait, and we jump into action and go on some kind of diet we decide on. Well, the stages of change by two clinical psychologists tell us there are five stages. One, pre-contemplation. Oh, I'm big boned, this is genetic, I don't care. Contemplation is, gee, I need to do something about this, which is where most people live, and then we go into action, the diet, and then we try to maintain it for a week or two or three or 4 months or whatever we can do, this rigid diet, and then we relapse and go back to our normal way of eating. Well, the chapter on the five stages of change, which is what I do with clients when I coach them in Whole Person Integrative Eating, what is pivotal is to, if you decide you want to do something about your weight and change what and how you're eating, to hang out with what I call the pros and cons. What are you getting out of the way you eat? For example, emotional eating, it calms and relaxes you. And just hang with those pros and cons. What's the negatives that you're getting from this in addition to the weight? and just hang there and really just be with yourself and your whole way of eating and make a deep, profound decision about whether you really want to make changes in what and how you eat for a lifetime. Just be quiet with it. Again, this isn't a regimented diet. And I suggest also people go to my website, integrativeeating.com, and scroll down, and there's a free download for my ebook, Jumpstart, 10 Quick Weight Loss Tips Based on Whole Person Integrative Eating Concepts that I've been telling you about. And two, we now have certified whole person integrative eating specialists. Click the training category and find a WPIE specialist who can help you follow this program. And thirdly, please go to Amazon to buy the book and take the quiz and find out your trouble spots and the whole person integrating solution to halt overeating, overweight, and obesity for a lifetime.
I've noticed you use the words balance and practice a lot in our discussion today, and you describe whole person integrative eating as a pleasurable, positive, enjoyable relationship to food and eating. Tell us about one of your most memorable dining experiences.
You know, I'm going to have to tell you, it's what Larry, the behavioral scientist, who's the co-author, he's my husband, and it's been during shelter-in-place lifestyle. We've been eating fresh whole foods, enjoying the whole cooking process, and we've gotten into a pattern of being together and eating this together, and after we enjoy our fresh food that we've made, we'll watch a movie or something, and we're talking, though, during dinner, and we're eating even more nutrient-dense foods than normal.
I've been speaking today with Deborah Keston, co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating, a breakthrough dietary lifestyle to treat the root causes of overeating, overweight, and obesity. Deborah, tell us again where we can get your book.
Please visit Amazon and just go to wholepersonintegrativeeating.com. And please check out my website, Integrative Eating. It's filled with lots of information to find out more, and certified health professionals who are trained and certified in whole person integrative eating.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
My utter pleasure. Enjoyed it a lot, Vicki. Thank you for inviting me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.